Magic Breakfast with Brooke.
We have some special guests in here today.
We do.
We're a full house. We've got Jeremy from the Berry Hotel. Hi, Jeremy.
Morning. How are we?
We've got Whitey over in the corner there.
Morning.
And we've got Lockie Winnell, of course, Morning. From the newsroom. Hi, guys. And we're all here today to do this.
Magic 931's Can. You crack it.
The potential final, Can You Crack It, I believe.
Well, I'm excited. I'm really excited. I was going to get Scudder to open the cans, but I thought he'd have like a damaged finger from yesterday.
I had to open a can last night at dinner and I had to use my other hand. Have you ever opened a can with your non-can cracking hand?
All the time, two at once.
Oh, of course.
What?
What a flex.
Two at once.
What a flex. I don't have a microphone. I'm just leaning over this mic over here because it's a full house in here. Potentially the last one, though, Jeremy.
There's a tear. Yeah, there's a tear.
What have you got over there?
I've got two bags. I've got obviously one representing South Australia and then one representing Victoria. I thought that was fitting for your last one, but it's a choice. I'm only going to open one.
Oh, interesting.
So the choice would be yours, Mr. Skews.
Right. Does anyone have a coin? it's only fitting to be South Australian beer because that's what I'm leaving South Australia. It's going to be a lot harder for me to get any of these beers over there.
Oh, it's not like it's overseas.
Jeremy Hill, yeah, with some beer marketers, mate. He's got some contacts, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I go have my pot and Palmer in Victoria.
Oh.
Yeah, SA, I think.
SA?
Yeah, all keep right. it SA. Let's turn around.
Greg's going to love you because you'll have a full can of beer to drink that hasn't been opened for 5 hours.
Ooh.
Nice.
Okay.
It's away.
Am I going first?
Everyone's so I'll open up the...
Furphy.
Furphy would have been the Victorian.
That's a Geelong beer.
Yes. Mm. Oh, in Victoria, nice. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
I was thinking today, I had this in my head all week, Scudder, that this was going to be a Melbourne bitter stitch up. The last one, you're going to Melbourne. It's been an ongoing joke on Can You Crack It for some time, but it's clearly not. It's a Furphy. Oh, I think the SA one, it's you know, what we got Pirate Life, we got Coopers, and we got West End. That's basically it. There's a lot of Coopers cans, though. Jeremy's a big fan of Coopers.
Prancing Pony.
Oh, yeah.
Big Shed Brewing.
Okay.
Well, you've mentioned those two, so it's not either of them.
I'm going to stick with Coopers because I know Coopers are 100% South Australian. I think that was a Coopers Pale Ale.
All right. Is there enough of us to get one of the Coopers each as a guest?
Well, no, they've got the colour of the rainbow. Like, Stout comes in a can in, like, two or 3 weeks. They're doing
seven or eight different cans.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Well, but, yeah, no, Stout's in a can in about 3 weeks.
Trying to get into the mind of Jeremy.
Putting it out there, I don't think it's a Coopers at all.
Yeah, that'd be too easy, wouldn't it?
I don't know. I'm not here to guess. That's your guy's job. I just open a beer.
I once again, don't know anything about beer, but I'm going to think a little closer to home. I don't even know if this comes in a can, but I know the Woolshed Brewery do a dark ale.
The Judas.
The one.
And it comes in a can.
It does come in a can. Yeah. I'm going with that one.
Does he know it comes in a can because he's got one of them under the table right now? Maybe. I'm going to go Pirate Life. Because we always guess Pirate Life. It's never, I don't think it's ever, maybe once ever, it's been a Pirate Life.
We had a Mosaic.
They got a summer.
Throwback? That's the summer throwback.
Sure.
That's their mid-strength.
Pirate Life MIDI. There you go. Lock it in.
Well, I was going to go a Woolshed Brewery, but Brooke's done that one. So I'm going to go something different. I'm going to go Big Shed. And because it's South Australian, I'm going to go the iconic Fruit Chock.
Oh,
yeah.
Good guess.
Tasty.
Good guess.
Tasty. Now I've gone a Red Tin.
Oh!
But the Cooper's Red Tin.
Oh!
Cooper's Sparkling.
There you go. Did we win that one?
I think you should drink that on your last morning. Yeah. They can't sack you.
I don't know if this goes against commercial radio guidelines. It does, maybe. I'll wait till the mics are off.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jeremy. If this is the last one, thank you for cracking all these cans over the last few years. It's been fun.
It's a pleasure.
It's been the craziest, like, it's been the stupidest ever segment we've ever had on air.
I think one of the best ones was the can of beer and food combo.
Thank you so much, Jeremy.
Cheers.